Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome to our program today Kelly Burge of the group Namara to talk to him not only about their group's love of music, but what it's been like for them to literally share that with their fans around the world. They begin this year with their new EP, And So It Begins, and it really is, I think, a great project to be able to start the year off. You guys are going to hear not one but two selections from that project, and we'll tell you a little bit later how you can be able to get it for yourself. Now, the song that kind of brought me to this group is this song called Use Your Love. There's a great video for that. We'll tell you a little bit later. You can go and watch that. That's one of the selections you'll be hearing. We're going to also talk to Kelly not only about the messages of the group, but what it's been like for them to know how they've been able to inspire others as well. Kelly, hello to you, and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, how are you doing, Cyrus?
Hey, doing really good. You know, Kelly, I'm really excited to speak with you for a couple of reasons. One, as I said, Use Your Love was the first song that I heard. And then when I got a chance to go over to Amazon.com, one of our partners here, and to purchase And So It Begins, you know, one thing that was so great to me about this EP is that it really does have a lot of great content. I mean, the music is nice. It brings you in. But, I mean, it actually says something, which is not always the case today, I think, with music. Is that kind of part of how you would kind of sum up what Namara is all about, being able to provide great music, but also great messages, too?
I think so. It is for me. I mean, you know, rock and roll has kind of always been about, translating real life events and real life things that we go through into music, you know, in a way that can kind of, whenever we're feeling down, it kind of brings us up. When we're feeling too overinflated, kind of brings us back down to size. And, you know, through all the relationships and heartaches that we go through, the music is the one thing that will never leave us, you know?
Right, exactly.
And we try to translate that over into the music, of the messages of the music too.
Yeah, and I think that, again, is part of what brings people in. I mean, of course, with a song like Use Your Love, I mean, great imagery is what you're able to create with that song. But the other single we'll be hearing is Sell Out, that kind of begins the EP. Another great message in that. I mean, I want to talk about you as an individual, Kelly, for a moment, because I think that's one of the other great things about Namara is that you guys have really set yourselves apart as real musicians, as people who are really about the music. Have you always been a person that's known that this was the path you were supposed to be on?
You know what? That's an interesting question. I think I always, when I'm asked that question, I remember back when I was 21 years old, and I was sitting in a snowstorm at a traffic light in Dayton, Ohio, and I remember thinking to myself, damn, you know, I'm too old now to be involved in music. And, you know, it kind of just hit me hard, and I never really thought about it, because I was kind of always involved in sports, went to college, I had my MBA, you know, and I've kind of spent a lot of time in and around music, but never made the commitment to jump over and actually do it, even though I wanted to. I've always been a big fan of music, but I just never really, honestly, never thought I could do it. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that, you know, later on in my life, after I was, you know, kind of already, you know, I'm not super old, but, you know, older than a lot of guys who get started in this, was able to hook up with, you know, John LeCount from Evanescence. We actually met a week after Evanescence broke up, you know, a few years ago. So everything that's ever happened in my life has always been about, you have to be ready for when an opportunity presents itself, but you never really know. And, you know, it's kind of, I'll always keep a really open mind, especially when it comes to meeting new people, because you never know what's going to happen with it. And, you know, we ended up getting together a few years back, and we did the first Namara record that was kind of just for fun. And it came out pretty well. You know, we toured a little bit with it. But then the second one that John and I started working on a couple years ago, which is starting to come out now, is had a lot of really great songs. And we just both felt a connection in writing songs. You know, the way that we do it, you know, John pretty much writes the music for it. And then I write all the words and the lyrics and the melodies and that part of the thing. And we kind of, you know, are really excited about where it's brought both of us. I mean, I don't think I've, sometimes for me being on stage, I have to like pinch myself sometimes looking over and seeing John, because, you know, a few years ago I've seen him with Evanescence, and, you know, he's got two Grammys, and I never would have thought in a million years that I'd be hanging out with this guy playing shows with him.
Right.
So yeah, it's been very organic for us, and it's been very refreshing, and And we hope that this year is going to be, you know, better than the last. And the last, we got to play all over the United States, and we got to play with Tesla for a while. And they have some of the greatest fans in the world. And everybody's been very receptive to us. So we think that we have some good music that's unique. You know, it's still rock and roll. It's got that old school feel to it, but it's got some new, you know, the new flavor kind of going with it. And, you know, that's just kind of where we're at with everything right now. So, yeah, I actually got started in this later in my life. And, you know, you're never too old to get started on something new. And we've had a lot of success with it and just, you know, enjoying every day.
Exactly. And I think your fans have been enjoying it as well. And I love the fact that, you're able to do it your way, Kelly. I think that is the thing. And I think in the world that we live in today, especially when it comes to entertainment, that is not always the case. I have to talk about courage. I mean, it's one of the things I've been talking about already a lot this year, because I think for so many people who may even be listening to this conversation, either on the radio or online, you know, they may have an idea of something that they want to do, but the fear of what other people may think, the fear of how it may be received, or even talking themselves out of it is one of those things that comes up.
Sure.
You know, how did you get to a place where you are comfortable enough with your own gift to say that, you know what, whether anyone else likes this or not, I'm happy with it?
Boy, I tell you, especially when it comes to music, you know, and I never had a singing lesson in my life, you know, when I first started this. And if you could hear the tapes, and John has them, so he could blackmail me anytime he wanted. But the first time that I, you know, tried to sing these songs, our songs, and went in there and did, I mean, it sounded like a cat getting run over, you know. And it was embarrassing. I'll tell you a story. I remember the first time I went in and we did the first take on the first record, and I went back home thinking, I was telling everybody, oh, yeah, we got this record. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And I set up this listening party and all this, and the songs came back from mastering, and it was so bad. I was so embarrassed. I didn't let anybody ever hear them. And I went back to the drawing board and kind of redid everything, actually went and got some vocal lessons. And, you know, just never gave up, you know. And I would, people closest to me would probably say, you know, that I do have a lot of courage because this is something that I'm very passionate about. And I don't care what your passion, if you find something that you're passionate about, just keep pushing it. You know, don't give up just because it can't be your full-time job right now. Don't give up, you know, in today's world, anything is possible. You know, and but it might not be done the way that you think it's going to be done. It might be done a little bit later in your life, or you might have to go work one or two other jobs for a while before you can get your passion to be to in a position where it actually can support you. Yeah, it was, you know, I remember the first concert, you know, the first time that I was ever on a stage in my life was opening up for Tesla in San Francisco. And I had never even done karaoke before. So, I mean, I remember I was backstage, and I remember when the lights went out, and I looked in the mirror, and it was kind of so surreal for me because I'd probably been to 3,000 concerts in my life, you know, and to think that I was about to go out there and do that.
Right.
And I remember just literally choking, you know, like I couldn't breathe. And I remember, you know, getting ready to go out on stage, and I started crying a little bit and got a little choked up. But, you know, so it's, you know, it's surreal, you know, but it's definitely worth it. Anything that's, you know, anything that's worth anything in our life, you know, it always feels a hell of a lot better when you work for it.
Exactly. So true, and I think that's why this is really paying off for you guys today. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Kelly Burge of the group Nomara. We're talking with him not only about their musical journey, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves and to see the response to it. I think what you just shared, I think, is a great segue into the first song we'll hear, and that being Sellout from this project, And So It Begins. How did this particular song come about, Kelly?
You know what, most of the time when I go to write a song, I'll sit with that thing for 6 months to a year to make sure that it's what I really want. But Sellout was something that it was so personal to me, you know, it kind of just cranked itself out probably in a couple of days. And it was basically, you know, just what we just got done talking about, you know, don't waver from what you're truly passionate about. And don't, one of the things that I noticed is as I get older, a lot of my friends around me stay stuck in the same place that they were in 20, 30 years ago, and they just complain about everything, you know, year in and year out, and they have the same problems and don't really do anything to change them. So, you know, Sellout's that staple for people who have always, you know, lived outside of the box and not been afraid to continue to chase after everything that, you know, that they want to do in their life or that they're passionate about, whether it's, you know, sitting at home watching movies or drawing or, you know, being in a rock band or, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Stay true to it and not sell out.
I think that's a great message, Kelly, for all of us to be able to remember. For those who have not had a chance to hear Sell Out from the project, And So It Begins, here's your opportunity. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Kelly right after this. Stay with us. That we've been talking about today, And So It Begins by Nomar. We're speaking today with Kelly Burge, not only about the group, but also about the music and what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. We're going to be hearing a little bit later the song that introduced me to you guys, Kelly, and that is Use Your Love. You know, you mentioned earlier about you know, the group coming together, and, of course, you know, being able to work on one accord with someone is a great thing. I want to talk about that live performance, because you mentioned the touring you guys did last year. I think for those of us who have never done it, like you said, and like in your first experience, not even having done karaoke before, you know, we can't even imagine what that's like to be up on that stage and to have fans there knowing your music, there to support you. I mean, what is it like for you now to be able to go up there and to know that you have that kind of love and energy coming back at you?
I think it's the only thing that women cannot compete with. It's you know, no matter how great your relationship is, but you just can't beat being able to be out on stage and in front of all those people, and especially over the course of time when they start singing the songs back to you. And I know for me, it's probably one of the most I don't want to even say it's like meditation almost. It's like once you when you get up there, you can I think my eyes pretty much kind of roll back in my head and I take this different character on. And when it's over, I always feel like it's so relaxing. You know, it's like you just kind of get out. It's time to exercise all your demons. And it's really difficult to stay in the moment, you know, in today's society. You know, our brains are so wired to just constantly be going 100 miles an hour. And I think that's one of the things that turned me on to live rock music in the first place is it's one of those things that you definitely have to get out of your house. You're not going to get the experience through watching it on YouTube. You have to go watch the live show and feel that electricity and that connection that you have with that band, that singer, that guitar player, that drummer, whichever it is, and feel it, you know. And it's the same feeling that I get when I go see, first times I went to see Shinedown or Tesla or Papa Roach, you know, when they have those lead singers out there that just grab your attention. I remember seeing Creed when they first started, it was the same way. You know, they just reach out and grab you, and you stay connected in the moment from the beginning to the end, and it's a very liberating experience. And I think that's whether you're a performer on the stage or if you're a participant in the crowd, you know, all you do, I can't tell you how many times I closed my eyes and sang along to the songs that were going on, and it's the same feeling that you have when you're actually up there doing it.
Yeah, I think such an amazing thing. Now brings me back to the video for Use Your Love. I mean, you know, I think, you know, it's, I love it because, and this is what drew me in and made me reach out to Sean and say, you know what, I definitely want to have them on the show. I mean, you're not trying to sell us with this great imagery. I mean, it really is just about the band and the music. Is that kind of what you feel like is the whole message of Nomara? It's really not about tricks or anything else, just about the music.
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, I think videos are definitely important. We were fortunate enough to do five, you know, we did the video for every one of the EPs. Every one of the songs that was on that first EP this year, and I think the important thing too is to have someone that's you know, we work with Polly Cunningham, who happens to be in Columbus where I live, and he has a place called School World Photography and Film Design. And he's very good at doing music videos, a lot of Boba Flex's stuff, and he's done a lot of bands, and you know, we're able to kind of get along really well with some ideas and come together. We've done a couple storyline videos, but I think we're not trying to like get into the theatrics of the whole thing. You know, we'd much rather do either a live performance video or something like that, where you just pull up in a big old airplane hangar and warehouse and set everything up and, you know, and just plug it in, and you know, and the cool thing about us too is our band is so spread out around the United States. When we come together to shoot a video, usually it's in the middle of the tour. So that video happened to get shot when we were on the night tour before Christmas. Yeah, it was just one of the days off in Columbus, and we just pulled up there and opened up the back door of the trailer and loaded up everything, and everybody was still had probably the same damn clothes they had on for the past 2 weeks. So it looks, you know, it looks pretty grimy. It looks like that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, no makeup. And then we loaded up, and I think we played that night too, and kept on going. So we have a new song that's called Rant that's going to be coming out. That's on there's another EP that's going to be coming out. You know, we decided to take, and this is kind of sidetracking a little bit, but we tried a different approach rather than releasing the full-length albums. You know, how everything's just so dated so fast. Sure. We have all the material. You know, we have 10, 15 songs that are all just as strong as the first five that you'd heard. You know, and we actually finished that up at the end of this month. And that'll be coming out here too, coming into summer, which is going to be a whole other batch that's going to be called Welcome to the Show. So it's kind of the second edition of And So It Begins.
Got you. Well, you know, the other great thing about that, I'm glad you said that, actually, Kelly, because the other great thing about that is, as I am new to you guys this year, there will be other people by the time that EP comes out, that people who would just be discovering you, and then, of course, that will lead them to one of their favorite online retailers to be able to say, okay, I wonder what else they have, and then lead them back to that. I mean, has that kind of been what you've heard about?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's kind of the plan. That kind of the idea is to, you know, you got to keep touring. You got to try to stay relevant, as difficult as it is. You know, because the music industry's really changed. You know, I mean, when you
right.
back in the day, if a bigger band liked you, they just said, "Hey, come on the road with us." You know, nowadays it's all about buy-ons, and those bigger bands are now charging all those bands, younger bands, to go on the road with them. You know, and it's just another way, example of how the industry is cannibalizing itself. And I hate it, but unfortunately, it's you know, it's hard enough, especially with rock music nowadays, it's hard enough to get out there and do it, let alone if the bigger bands are going to be charging you $1,000 a night just to play, you know, to open up for them and play in front of their fans, you know. So we try to take advantage of every opportunity we can to get in front of people.
Right. Well, the great thing is also, you know, what's changed is the way that we're able now to talk about groups like yourself and to be able to share with our networks and have other people share with theirs. So, you know, I hope that's what our audience will realize, the importance that they have within their own possession to be able
sure.
to like the music you're hearing here. Make sure you all are telling a friend. Support it legally. Go to an online retailer, purchase it. Go to their website, which we'll be giving out a little bit later. Support it. Stay connected with them. And then, of course, you know, be able to share that with your friends for sure. And I think
That share button is important. That share button can do a lot.
Exactly. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Use Your Love by Nomara. We'll be back with our final moments with Kelly right after this. Stay with us. of course, from the group Namara. We've been speaking with Kelly of the group today, not only about their musical journey, but what it's been like for them to share with all of you. The music you guys have been hearing is from their EP, And So It Begins. It's available right now through your favorite online retailer. Of course, our supporter here at Conversations Live is Amazon.com. But you can get it from the other guys as well. And they've also made it easy for you guys to support them through the website, which we'll be giving you as well. I mean, the website really has become like a one-stop shop for you guys, Kelly, to be able to kind of give the information not only about the group, but also to give them opportunity to support the music as well. I mean, what has that been like for you to use that platform that way?
Oh, it's, you know, I love how the playing field with the internet, the playing field just got leveled for everybody, you know. So to be able to have everything in a one place location where you can go and keep up to date with all the fans and post stuff in real time and have all your merchandise right there, have all your music right there, have all your videos in one spot. I mean, we definitely take it for granted, but you know, it's been a godsend for us, especially reaching, you know, having John in the band. There's a big Evanescence, you know, international crowd. So a lot of those people have always kind of followed, you know, of Evanescence have all gone, and you know, we're able to connect with people in Brazil and Mexico and, you know, China and Japan. And, you know, our record was actually released in Tower Records in Japan and sold out in like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's, you know, Tower Records is still big over there. You know, we've like lost them all here in the United States for the most part, but, yeah, it sold out really quick. And, we have a decent size of fan base in Japan, and we hope to kind of get over there, you know, sometime within the next year.
Yeah.
But, it's really, I mean, to try to pull something like that off, if you think about 20 years ago or 15 years ago, you know how many tens of thousands of dollars it would take in marketing, where now it's free. You know,
yeah.
it's the cost of maintaining a website, you know. And it really has leveled the playing field for any new artist of any kind or any entrepreneurs out there, you know, to get you can have a business up and running within 24 hours.
Exactly. What a beautiful thing. And that's the other thing. I mentioned that at the beginning of this conversation, Kelly. I think not only are you all able to give us great music and music that I think people around this country and around the world are enjoying, as you just shared, but also you're showing by example what's possible when you do work hard, when you do, you know, follow your passion, and you also don't give up. I mean, has that also been one of the great things for you to hear from others, not only people in the music industry, but others, about how your work ethic really has inspired them?
Yeah, it's what drives me. After every show, there's always a few people in the crowd, a few guys or a few gals that will come up and you know, it will say something that kind of really hits home, and you know, on how it, you know, kind of inspires them, and you know, how my story, our story of, you know, getting started, you know, later on in life, and still out there doing it now, you know, because a lot of people, I think, once they get to be in their 30s, start to think that life's over. You know, it's like, well, I've got a family, I've got this stupid job I don't like, and you know, pretty much, I'm just going to put in my time to retire and, you know, pass away. But you know, you can turn things over, and you can start a new leaf, and you can start anything. It's one of the beautiful things about this life is we can start over, and a new 24 hours is going to be here tomorrow.
Right.
You know, you can start making. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be rewarding.
Exactly.
And you do have that opportunity.
Yeah. And it's up to us to take advantage of it. Again, everyone, Kelly of the group Namara has been our guest today. Great conversation with you, Kelly. Make sure you guys are supporting them, of course, by going to, again, as I said earlier, your favorite online retailer and get And So It Begins, or you can go to the group's website. And, Kelly, go ahead and give out that website for our audience.
Actually, the best way, the most efficient way to get through to us is through our Facebook page, and it's just Namara Music, N-O-M-A-R Music, and it's namaramusic.com is our website. We have a new one that will be launching here soon, basically our Facebook page, go like that page, and you can pretty much get a hold of anything you want. If you can't find anything, just message us on there. We're really good at getting back with people, and most of all, come out and see us live. We're going to be out on the Round 2 Live and Loud tour that starts March, I think it's around like the March 24th, I think it kicks off in Tallahassee, Florida. I happen to be in Florida right now. But it kicks off in Tallahassee, and I think it ends sometime at the end of April in Springfield, Missouri. But covers a lot of ground. We're going to do a lot of shows, and, you know, more about that tour will be announced here probably in the next day.
Yeah. All right, so make sure you guys are staying connected with them. Namara Music is where you guys can find them on Facebook. Kelly, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, Cyrus.
Hey, thank you again. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.